Sign doesn't require use.
All right, we're gonna start. Call meeting to order. Approval of the February 3rd, 2000, maybe 15 minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Who was that?
Ken and
Motion
Ken,
second.
Ken.
Ken, Ken, interchangeably.
Ken squared. Resolutions. Resolution 106, 2015 appropriation for the Walker Valley Chemical Company. This is.
I'll move it.
Okay, Ken. Second?
Second.
Ken, discussion on it?
This is the.
Yeah.
This is the appropriation for the Walker Valley Chemical Engine Company number one, the Walker Valley Fire Department, to buy burn panels for their burn tower. The way it works is they'll send us the bill and we pay the bill. So this is just approving the appropriation.
Yeah, and it was in the budget
yeah.
from last year, and
yep.
I know that's really about the only burn tower in the county.
We have four burn towers in the county. It's the only one that right now is allowed to be used. The one in the town of Ulster has been decommissioned for burning in, as has the one in Wolworthing and the one in Woodstock. So
yes,
right now
I trained in the one in Woodstock a long
yeah.
time ago. I
yeah, they the concrete no longer has the structural integrity to support burns. So,
okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, very good. Resolution 124, number 2, establishing capital project 449 for the purchase of Aegis Mobile for the County Sheriff's Office, Ulster County Sheriff's Office. Motion, please.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. This is, Paul, you want to?
I don't, but the undersheriff would love to.
Anybody have any questions on it? What it is
what is it?
It's to update our mobile computers in our mobile cars so that they installs a field reporting system so the deputies can fill out arrest reports, case reports, right in the vehicle, and then it pushes it right to the supervisor, right in real time, and the supervisors can look at it in real time and get it back. And then it pushes it right to records after it's approved by the supervisor. So it speeds up the reporting process and it pushes us towards our goal of paperless.
Is that include a keyboard?
Yes,
yeah,
they can type right in. They can type the case reports and the arrest reports and right in the vehicle. And they don't have to go back to the station. They can sit right on the side of the road or raise the complaint.
This is just the software.
And this is the software.
The computer and everything is already
yeah.
in there.
The computers and all that are there.
It's yeah. all the tough books and everything are already yeah. in there, right?
This is it's a time management update that will free up the deputies more calls.
And they can slow down traffic rather than sitting in the office.
Right, they can sit on the side of the road, they're visible while they do the reports.
Yep.
It'll save time and it's a good thing.
Cool, okay. Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. 3, Resolution 126, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a memorandum of understanding between the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services and the Ulster County Sheriff's Office for the DCJS Missing Person Clearinghouse Project Life Saver Program, Ulster County Sheriff. Move it.
I'll move it.
Ken, second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion.
Just like a few words of explanation.
Okay.
Sure. Project Life Saver is somebody that has Alzheimer's or a child that has a wandering autism, things like that. We put an electronic bracelet on them, and then we're able to track them if they get called in as a missing person.
Is that voluntary?
Yes.
And how is that publicized, Jay?
It's publicized through the Sheriff's Office webpage, Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and every place we go,
Autism Society.
Right, we go to functions all year long. I just did the jump for Alzheimer's down in Green Lake and Highland. And that, part of that was broadcasted down there.
Are you warm yet?
I am. And we came in first. We raised the most money. The sheriff's office
did.
Well done.
Yeah, that guy had you on the radio all the time talking about.
I challenged him.
That's Brian Jones? No,
it's
Bob Miller.
Bob Miller.
Bob Miller. Oh, he had me cracking up one morning about you. that he'd be all ready for you.
Other discussion?
He came in third.
Did he? Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 127, I'll just move it for discussion at this point.
I'll move it for discussion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. As part of your package, you have a letter from Holly Carnwright explaining what he feels about this particular resolution. The resolution, it's a memorializing resolution for something that, I guess I can say it this way, for something that really doesn't exist. It's a memorializing resolution asking us to support a law, if you will, that based on the outcome of the state budget becomes real. I don't know. I don't know if I really butchered that one, but it.
I understand.
May I address the committee?
Yes, please.
Actually, I came here to ask that it be withdrawn, the resolution. This was written at a time when funding was uncertain for the probation departments, and so each of the departments went to their various legislatures and asked for support. We got some very last minute, last Wednesday night news that the funding had actually, we got actual concrete figures, and so it's really not an issue anymore. So we would like that it be withdrawn.
Okay.
I'd be pleased to. I do think that the committee should talk though about the implications of 16 to 18 and whether it's something that we might want to oppose personally, because I think that raising the age of criminal responsibility, especially and also putting again non-lawyers in charge of who gets to decide whether or not the person is tried in a juvenile court or adult court is a concerning thought.
I agree.
To me personally.
I agree with that myself, actually. Is that what this is trying to do? Trying
yes.
to raise the
Governor,
age?
Governor Cuomo has a proposal in to raise
That's
the age of responsibility.
Is, but the governor has
yeah.
the governor's proposed it
yeah.
in his budget to aid raise the age.
Yeah, who would decide in the proposal. I mean, I could see a case made for a social service professional of some sort.
It's really the DA's decision whether or not, if for certain, depending upon the crime, but if it's a violent felony, they stay in the criminal courts, and for others, is the DA's decision whether to move. But for the nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors, they would move to the family court and be treated as juveniles. New York is only one of two states where the age of criminal responsibility is 16. For the remaining states, there's some that are 17, for the most part 18. And that's what the governor's proposed to do, and he's actually introduced that in his budget bill. So if the budget bill passes as it is, then all of that, those
so
elements.
He wants to raise the 18?
He wants to raise
the age of criminal responsibility to 18.
Right, that anyone who commits a nonviolent felony or a misdemeanor under that age would now become, or between 16 and 17-year-olds, would now become juvenile delinquents as opposed to, adult criminals.
As opposed to convicts.
Nope.
Since Kenny and I are the sponsors, I'll withdraw it as well. But I will leave it on the... I want to put it on the agenda for April. See if the state budget is passed at that point in time.
Yeah.
We'll look at it for that.
Okay.
I would like to hear the sheriff's opinion on that, on changing it.
Well, if we can keep people out of jail, that's great. But the only issue with the sheriffs around the state is if they go through the system and now they have to be transported to a facility, we're going to have to transport them, and if they want us to transport them, who's going to pay for that? And we were afraid that it might be another unfunded mandate, but I think somewhere down the line they're saying they're going to fund
they
it.
Keep saying 100% the state keeps saying is assured 100% funding, and I mean
they say a lot of things.
No, absolutely. I mean, I've actually seen the budget figures for probation for the next 5 years, so I know the money's in there for us, but
But the facilities they have now are already overcrowded, so they're going to add another year and a half worth of kids. Right. I don't know where they're going to put them. Cause
I don't think they're going to support the funding for us transporting, because it's the sheriff's responsibility to transport.
Right, but they're saying that
they're saying that no cost to counties. Yeah. No cost. Anyway.
And my only other concern, Melody, and maybe you know the answer, is DNA collection. Does it make a difference if you're...
We don't collect on JDs, so I can't
imagine that's a big thing.
The violent films, but
And they're shutting down all the... youth facilities.
Yeah, the
I mean, they're down to what?
They're,
I think 450 total in the
state.
In the state.
Yeah.
So, but we'll leave this for April.
Okay.
If the budget is passed, and we can discuss it again and go from there, because I don't want it to fall through the cracks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Paul, you want to give us the quick?
I don't think so. Does anybody have anything else for Mr. Kavanaugh? He was here for this.
Oh, okay. No.
No, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, Holly wrote us a good letter, self-explanatory.
I figured as much, but if anybody had any follow-up, I was here to answer
welcome
questions.
Aboard.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Take care, Mike. We'll see you later.
Dignity. Thank you.
You too.
He's coming to hang out with us, and you know, we'll
next
be,
time.
We'll be right behind.
He's got lots of juvenile felons to prosecute before
absolutely.
This goes into effect.
Busy. He was innocent people in prison.
That's right.
My report's pretty self-explanatory. We're doing good, and obviously we're way ahead for the first 2 months.
Yep.
But we already know that they're planning on opening their housing units in March. So this coming month. Myself, probably Major Becker, will get a tour of their new facility over there, or their new temporary facility.
His report.
So we expect the variances to go down as the year goes along. But we're doing all right.
Spray a little salt water in the electronic locking devices and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sheriff, you'd mentioned that we were hopeful that we would be able to get some of the Dutchess County ones that are going to be left after this. Is that...
It's my understanding that we're going to get all of them.
Okay.
So
because they're still going to need to board out about 50 a day.
When they open up their housing unit, they're still going to have about 50 out a day.
Yeah.
We should get all of them because they're not going to keep them up in Albany.
Okay.
That's my understanding, and I trust my source.
Well, and one of the things, I was at the county executive state of the county address last week, and one of the things he said was the reason it was so important to bring the inmates back to Dutchess County was... proximity to friends and family reduces recidivism.
Yep.
And so that would be in line with what he said if he was going to keep them across the river instead of up the thruway.
Right. And hopefully, you know, that once they decide to build, they get their plan together, that's going to be another 6-7 years down the road by the time they open up a real facility. So if their head count stays the same and ours stays as low as it's pretty been, we should be all right.
Okay. Just one more question, sort of a follow-up. An idea that I've been kicking around for a while, I know Sullivan is in desperate need of building a jail. How many inmates does one pod hold at our facility?
47.
48. 48. What's their overcrowding up in Sullivan? I know they have more problems with overcrowding.
Four or five a day?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I talked to the sheriff at the conference.
Do you know what their daily... what their daily amount is in their jail?
Not sure, Sullivan. I'm not sure.
It's the oldest jail in New York State.
Yeah.
I know that.
The oldest jail in New York State?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a dump. It's bad.
But anyway, we looked at that and we kicked around ideas about, but if it's only four or five a day and we're getting what we have, you know, we don't worry about it.
I mean, my thought was that they're in need of building a jail. If we could, I know we have room for a pod, if we could build a pod at our jail and board all of them in.
You might be better off looking at Greene County than Sullivan County.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because Sullivan is probably about almost 60 miles away.
Yeah. Hmm. Greene now sends a lot of inmates to Columbia, and their head count per day isn't so high.
Okay.
You know, depending if we had more room. Take the 50 that we're getting from Dutchess County now, and if we had room for, say, another 50, we could take all of Greene.
Right.
Right.
So that's something.
Are we considering building another pod in our jail?
No.
We haven't.
Oh,
well,
not.
No.
It's a great idea.
I'm just.
It would be a great idea, really.
Well, it'd be something to look into, even if it wasn't a permanent pod. These temporary Dutchess is doing.
Huh.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
Going off into another subject, but in your domain.
Within the last month, in those arrest reports that you distributed, there was one day that really caught my eye and troubled me a little bit. I want to just learn a little more about it. And that was where one individual, same individual, violated a restraint order,
yep.
order of protection,
female,
four times yep. within a few days.
Yep.
What's wrong with the system that allows that?
Well, the system actually worked itself. She got arrested once, and normally the first time you get arrested, unless it's awful serious, you get released. You get arraigned or you get an appearance ticket, you get released. The second time, if it's the same thing, you might go see a judge, and the judge might either set bail. If it is, it's a low bail. The third time, it's a high bail. Every time, she was able to bail herself out. $20,000 was the last time she got arrested, she bailed herself out.
But what about the victim in that? The person who... They get this court order
yep.
saying, keep this person away.
Yeah.
Judge orders it. And four times
yep.
within 1 week.
The last yep. two times that she got arrested, it was for telephonically contacting the guy. It's a girl that got arrested. And she's just beside herself over this guy. So only twice did she make physical contact. The last two times was over the phone, which is against the law.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't happen that often. That it's four times. It happens fairly often. That is two times.
Hmm. Like someone
people
getting
don't
a
understand
speeding
it.
Ticket by the same officer a couple of times in the same day.
Yeah, I think you get the hint. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a story. We got a lot of calls on that one. But the system actually did what it normally does. It's just she didn't listen. Yeah.
Is it resolved now?
Excuse me.
Is it resolved?
I think she's out again. But she, for the last few days, anyway, she hasn't bothered to go.
They've taken her phone away from her, though. But yeah, it's yeah. Old business. We have the CMC report. It's here. If people, it's great reading material. If you're an insomniac or whatever that is, so
it's
read
good
it.
To read when you're in jail.
Yeah, if there's questions. Anything, quality care, I think it does spell out, you know, what goes on in jail, who's treated, how many times, and it's, I don't want to say it's really complex, but if you really look at the numbers and stuff, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. It's not just as simple as people are there and I got the flu and I'm going, so.
We didn't buy anybody a new heart recently, though, right?
No, but okay. I got to tell you, this is really nice. I wish, back when I was in corrections, that you could get a report like this and state corrections and see the numbers. There's a lot more stuff that goes on than people think. Yeah. So it's a good job.
We have quarterly meetings, and at the last quarter I invited everybody there, so we'll do the same thing this year. When I know we're having this,
I forgot. You should come sit for an hour in the end of the year.
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, anybody wants to show up, they can.
Yeah. So, any new business?
Our year-end report will be out by the end of this month. I'll make sure the committee gets it before the full legislature gets it.
Okay.
So it won't be... When's this month's meeting?
17th.
St. Patrick's Day. I'll have it ready by the 17th, but it'll be ready by the end of the month.
Okay. And what we'll do is we'll have it on our agenda for April.
Okay.
And then so it gives everybody a chance to read it if they want, and then if there's questions, we can discuss it.
Has the weather impacted crime in any way?
You know, the colder it gets, the more it keeps people down. So I'd have to say yes, and that's historically it's been like that. Once the weather breaks and people are coming out and standing on the street, it gets a little bit busier. The storms obviously make it busier for all the agencies with accidents and whatnot. But as of right now, it's been pretty quiet for us. And historically, this time of year, that's what happens.
I would suspect there'd be an increase in domestic abuse calls.
You know, Holly, and I think it's in the packet here, gave his year-end report, or at least I got an email on it today.
Yeah.
So that shows what happened in 2014 as far as domestic violence goes.
I mean,
in terms of
recent times.
Yeah, I look at the screen every day and go through it. Nothing's really caught my eye that it's increased a lot.
That's just us. If there's nothing else... Entertain a motion to adjourn unless we have something else.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Anybody? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'll be thinking about you next week. Go.